this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Patty Dixon, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
I am doing great, and thank you for having me, Tony. I'm very happy to be here. Reading your resume, who wouldn't be?
And my resume is all true.
I know it. Been verified.
Thank you. Yeah, it's verified. Thank you for that. That's very kind of you. Now, you are an international recording performing artist, an award-winning singer-songwriter, and I can tell that you're American. From your accent, you can probably tell I'm from London as well. And you're in based in Austin in Texas,
right? I've been a Texas girl all my life, so I'm sure you can tell that as well.
You know, people like me who were brought up in London, the only real connection with Texas was probably the TV series Dallas.
Yes, I hear that often.
Do you?
That's okay. Not quite so dramatic these days, you know.
I know. Poor Pammy.
Pammy, yeah. She went through it. That's a whole lot of songs right there.
And JR's hat and everything, you know. But we're going back. So is it still like that in Texas? That's a very silly question.
No, I mean, Texans kind of get embarrassed and all that we're depicted a certain way. And we always say that's a really bad cowboy hat, and we don't all wear them. And the tumbleweeds are in far west Texas. I mean, we have different terrain in all of the state that's large, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of get irritated, but at the same time embrace it, you know.
Okay.
But yeah,
good answer. There's
a lot of money in Dallas, a lot of blondes. And
really?
Money and oil and everything.
Right. Still. Wow. Okay, that was a very silly question, but thank you for answering it with grace. Now, we're going to talk about your new single, which is This Is Now, which is out now. Tell me what the inspiration for that song is.
Well, I kind of I'm very sound generated, and I'll start with chords on the guitar and kind of let that lead me to where the mood takes it. And I was experimenting in a different tuning. And I say that on a lot of songs because that's actually what may happen. But as I was playing that, I thought one time of a friend saying to me, she felt her skin fragile, like she wished she was tougher and, you know, that her heart, trying to think of the line, because I mean, not her heart, her skin felt fragile. So I thought about that. Well, my heart has felt that way, not my skin, not out of my skin. So there's a line in there about that. And that's really, it says my heart felt like paper crumpled and wadded hanging out of my skin. So more my heart, not my, you know, exterior.
Mm. And what's your friend think of the song?
Well, she likes it, and she says you hit the nail on the head. That's what she said.
That's good. She likes it. It would have been a problem otherwise.
Right. Well, she didn't know until she heard an interview that that's probably where it came from. You know, I think your mind is, especially songwriters, a melting pot of everything we hear and see and feel, and whether it's ourselves or someone else. And that was somewhere in the melting pot. So obviously that's kind of where I attributed that to.
Okay. Understand. Let's have a little listen to it, shall we? I have it here. This is Patty Dixon, and just a little bit of her new single, This Is Now, on Music Stories.
I believe that I told you over and over again. My heart felt like paper crumpled and wadded hanging out of my skin. That was then. That was then. That was then. This is now. And
tell you what, Patty, I love your voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a very pure voice. I love that. Yeah, and the twang there, it's sort of the country theme to it as well. It's really, really good. Excellent. I think that's going to be a hit.
Thank you. It's doing well, but, you know, I've got Emma. What can you say?
Emma, yeah, well, you're in good hands with Emma Scott. That's for sure.
Yes.
So how did your music career start? I mean, when you were much younger, did you go straight into it? Did you learn anything? Have you done anything different?
Well, no, I've learned a lot, but I, you know, went straight, you know, as a child, I just heard harmony in church. I had a grandfather that gave me guitar. I have that on my bio. And he played limitedly, but he, it was enough to get me spurred along. I had a music teacher when I was 11 that played guitar and threw away the music book and just played folk songs from her childhood and so on. And so I had those inspirations there. And I think it was just, you know, in your blood, as you say. And it just evolved to where I, you know, I'd win talent contests and through the school years and things like that. And I do country operas or some rock things with different people. And I'd hear a variety of music. And my grandparents, were very young when they got married, and my grandparents had a lot of country records, as did my parents. But then they, you know, I would hear the neighbor's records. You know, there was just all kinds of things they would play, from the Supremes to you name it. So Nat King Cole at Christmas, and Bing Crosby, and just so many influences.
I was going to ask you.
I continue to play, and right. So no matter what I'm doing in my life, I've kind of just always been prolific in writing. I don't really try to write; it'll just happen with me. And of course, you do sit down as a professional writer and try to write. But over the years, I didn't have trouble with that coming out.
I was going to ask you who influences you musically. And you just give me a list.
I jumped ahead, I guess.
No, that's all right. You gave me a list, which is of all those greats as well. You know, they're all fantastic people, the people you mentioned. How do you find, because the music industry has changed a lot, hasn't it, over the years? And not that you're very old at all. You look about 25, so you haven't got that much experience.
I'm sending you some flowers.
Thank you.
Going to be the opposite here.
I know how to treat a woman.
You do.
But you know, the technology has changed, doesn't it? I mean, instead of selling vinyl, it's everybody has to be online, and it's downloads, and you don't get much money for the downloads. Well, the, you know, the downloading company does, but the artists don't, which I disagree with. So it's a bit of a struggle, isn't right. it? How have you coped with that?
It is tough, and you remind yourself of these things, but I learned, it took me a few years past my, you know, 20s to enjoy the journey more, and what you have instead of what you don't have, because when you get caught up in that, and ever so often every songwriter, every performer does, thinking it's not fair, your art is out there, you're not getting compensated properly for it. But I truly, you know, go back to, well, if I touched one person in the world, or someone's dancing in their living room, or they're having a party, or their deepest emotion can't come out, and something I said helped them, whatever that may be, that's really why we do this and what drives me the most. But yes, we want everything fixed in regards to the piece of the pie. And, you know, they try to do it. It's not there yet.
Yeah. I interview lots and lots of people for music stories, and most of the artists I speak to say the only way they can make a living out of music is by going on tour.
That's exactly right. And I write so much and have so many irons in the fire with that I concentrate on a lot of that, and do select things, and a lot of private things to, you know, pay for the recordings that you want to do. To be the quality that I want to have. But it's very true. If you want to beat the, you know, just beat the pavement, there's two ways they, you know, merchandise and ticket sales. And even, you know, a lot of women in the world in pop, you know, Pink's doing well, all these different artists that are Adele and things that have these massive numbers, Taylor Swift and so on. There's a lot of women and men that do, they just barely break even on their tour, you know, at times.
Because it's very expensive.
Because of the cost of everything.
Well, yeah, it's really expensive. And you look at some of the staging and the effects and the lighting and the PA and everything, you know, it's very expensive to do that, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, her show, Brandi Carlile was there and another group, but I can't even imagine what was spent on that production of hers, you know. And she got a Las Vegas residency, and it's flashy.
Is it? It's almost like everybody's trying to outdo each other at that level. You know, it's like, oh, we better spend an extra $1 million or pounds. You know, let's have these amazing effects, you know, because nobody's done that before. Do you think that's the case? Do you think it's like a competition?
I do. And I think that's, I just thought of that yesterday, was thinking the very same thing. It's just like, you know, when you get into competition with yourself, because, you know, you saw what someone did over here, and you really have to get off that train, because it's true and kind of the way of society, I think, that we have to do that. And then you don't want to lose your focus on what brings you the joy. And yes, I do like this saying. I heard a football player, American football player, say this one time, money, whoever said money doesn't buy happiness didn't have any.
Well, yeah,
that's sort of true.
It does, so, always, yes, helps, doesn't it? It helps a bit. Do you think then, you know, that artists, and I know a lot are doing this, but do you think that it's a good idea for artists to do smaller venues then and go back to roots with, you know, just do it, almost acoustic sets with no flashing effects and so on? Do you think that's the way forward in the music industry, generally speaking?
Absolutely. I think that the venues have more and more trouble compensating large bands. I hope that won't die and everything, but you know, you're really speaking to me because I do a lot of acoustic sets or duos or trios. I love home singing in front of the small towns. Mm. If I had to do 100 small towns instead of two or three big stadiums, and I've done that part, I would choose the small towns and that intimate setting and where people are really wanting to listen to your music. And that really makes me tick, I think.
Yeah, understood. Sort of like the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, you know, that sort of yes. venue.
And I was just there and I went to something with Beth Nelson Chapman. And then we went to the Bluebird afterwards. And yeah, that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. And there was a gentleman, Gordon Kennedy. He wrote for, I'm trying to think of his name, but anyway, he's got a lot of pop hits. His father was a producer. The lady that wrote From a Distance was there singing her song intimately on a piano. So it's such a funny, warm, engaging person from New York, a little lady that just lit up the room. And she doesn't have a particularly perfect voice, but you were so drawn in and, you know, that's the kind of things that I think we're speaking of, you know.
And that's a lovely atmosphere, isn't it, from the audience point of view? You know, you know, I've been to some gigs in massive venues and stadiums. I don't go to very many because I'm always working. But the ones that I have got, I think, when was it? It was Lionel Richie I went to see with my wife, who's also an Emma.
And oh, wow.
I know, in the UK.
Emma number one.
Emma, yeah, she's definitely number one. And we were right at the back. And, you know, without the big screens, you know, Lionel was just a tiny little figure on the stage and what have you. And I can understand that. And they crammed in, you know, thousands and thousands of people. But and the concert was very good because you knew the music and what have you. And there's this huge sort of stadium atmosphere there. But what I would have paid to have been in a small venue with Lionel, you know, with maybe 100 people. I mean, that would have just have been
absolutely
unbeatable, wouldn't it? You know, incredible.
And that shows your love of, you know, probably why you do this, your love of like what's inside the artist. And, you know, that speaks to me about that.
Okay. Well, next time I speak to Lionel, I'll suggest it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, I was doing an acoustic version of just messing around with Stuck on You acoustically. Yep. It kind of worked. It was, that's a really good melody.
Yeah, it's a good song. He's written so many love songs. He's always on my show, Love from Tony, because he's just, there's like a whole list of them. You know, I could do show after show just doing Lionel songs. People listening to this are, you know, hopefully of getting careers in the music business, or they're always after a few tips or some advice for people who are in it. What advice would you give to somebody listening to Music Stories about being in the music industry?
Well, I think getting around like minds helps, you know. I help people. They've helped me in the past, you know, just encouraging one another, you know, taking some lessons on an instrument. But when people walk up to me and say, you know, I never took piano lessons when I was 9, and they're just crushed, it's never over. I've seen so many people in so many ages learn to play an instrument, but your voice is an instrument. So I always tell them, your voice is an instrument. You know, go ahead and try singing, but getting around people that will inspire you to do it, encourage you to do it in a warm environment. I think that's really key. And, you know, there's plenty of that out there.
Great advice. Patty Dixon, thank you so much for talking to me on Music Stories. Your single...
Well, thank you, Tony.
Your single, This Is Now, is out now from your forthcoming album, Big, Big Love, which is out later on this year. We're talking to you in 2023, because people can listen to this forever, this episode of Music Stories. We'll put your website link as well in the text that goes with this podcast episode. And thanks very much for talking to me from Austin in Texas, USA. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Tony. My pleasure.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.